Welcome to Afyemi Yerushalmi. Shir is Lilu Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Reb Zev and Tzvi Halevi, Zechet Zayid Livracha. We're holding in Beitza Daf Yud Gimel in the articles of other edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Ches, and the bottom Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah, B'cham Oymim, Emor Lichim Chalo, Matonos Lakoyen B'yomtev. You're not allowed to bring Chalo, or the matnos are the pieces of meat that come from an animal for a koyin. You're not allowed to bring a B'yomtev. Ben shahur me'emish, ben shahur me'ayoyim. Doesn't matter if it was taken out yesterday, and you could bring it yesterday, or it was done today. It's still not allowed to bring it to the Kohen on Yom Tov. Because you may come to do it on something that you could have done Erev Yom Tov. You'll do on Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to do it because of Misakin. U'bisil matir, misil se yalatu. Omer b'chama gzeir shofa. So shofa here is not a real gzeir shofa. Usually gzeir shofa is only deraisa. But here we're comparing two things derabanan. Chalo matanois matano lakoyin. You give to the koyin the chalo, and you give him matanos that come from the meat. Ve'chuma matano lakoyin. And also chuma is a gift to the koyin. When the food gimel and udalaf on top, k'shem shein ulichim satrumo kach lo yuluchos matanos. The truma you can't bring to the koyin, so you can't bring the matanos either, because truma you can't do on Yom Tov. That should have done before. The Bisil agree you can't bring it on Yom Tov. Amulem Bisilel lo yomarte b'truma shein uzakai baramosa. Truma you can't do on Yom Tov. Turn matanos uzakai baramosam that you could do the mandas kuna on Yom Tov, because if the animal was shechted only on Yom Tov, you do the mandas kuna only on Yom Tov. So the Gemara, Tani Omer, if you do not nechadu b'char b'sil shemulchim the matonos shemur b'yontev v'tamos shemur b'her v'yontev ima matonos shemur b'yontev. So this brayso that Rav Yehuda brings argues with our Mishnah, and it says that b'char may agree that anything that was done in yontev you could bring to the kohen, and even things were done before you can mix them with the things that were done today and bring it to the kohen. Amar nechadus what's the machlekes? Al matonos shemur b'her v'yontev le'atzvam. They were done. A beim was shechted before yontev, and you could have bring it before you entered the Kohen, but he didn't. Shabbat Shammai Yoy Shrim, they say, if you could have done it the day before, you can't do it today. Uvesil Matim, the seal says, you're allowed to. Kedir Zagmara quotes the Mishnah, that Besil said that Truma you can't do on Yom Tov. The Kashal the Besil, Truma ain't as a Kabar Rosh, you can't do Truma on Yom Tov. Hagat Zuchol, Sheyesh Aleot tonight. We did learn, in Mesechus Dmai, that a person could do Truma on Shabbos Yom Tov, if he does it tonight before. He says, whatever I'm going to be marrying, whatever I'm going to leave, that will become Truma. He says, Be'erev Shabbos, there's a way to have Truma on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there is a way to have Truma on Yom Tov. So why do we still say you can't have Truma on Yom Tov? Answer the Gemara, Zu Mipreizu. Because if you don't have a Tanai, you can't do Truma on Yom Tov. So even the one you don't do have a Tanai, they did a Gzera to the ones that don't have a Tanai. Now the Gemara looks at the end of the Mishnah, and say, Truma you can do on Yom Tov, but matanos you could do on Yom Tov. So the Gemara using it, the Gersa of Chaim, for lamlo tanin chalo, we bring chalo shurim be Yom Tov. Why did the Mishnah say that you could do chalo on Yom Tov? Kadosh Tanya, we see in the Brayso, halash iso be Yom Tov, mafish chalosa be Yom Tov. If you make a do on Yom Tov, you could do chalo on Yom Tov. Different than Truma that you could do the day before. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Why the Mishnah did not mention it? Here's the Gemara quoting the Brayso, lo shomer of Yom Tov v'shochach lafish chaloso. He did the dough before Yom Tov, but if forgot to do a fresh chalo, also talta is not allowed to carry it because it's muktzeh, because he can't eat it. V'hein tzorech lo yimar litoy men, of course he can't take the chalo out of it. Now when you do a fresh chalo, what stage one has to do a fresh chalo? When preparing the dough, there's the beginning of the preparation of the dough. That's when the water goes into the flour, and then when it actually becomes into dough, that first stage is called iris. And then you have the ending of the lisho. Now the din is that fresh chalos should be done right in the beginning in iris, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. But says the Gemara, regarding Yom Tov, iris lo yomar. If we talk about that before Yom Tov, you just did the beginning, then there's no issue to carry the dough, meaning you can do a fresh chalos. So what are we talking about? Elalash. He finished the whole lisho, the whole preparation of the dough. Continues the Gemara with base of the iris loy. But if you just do iris, so then you could do a fresh chalos. Why? The chiyuv of fresh chalos started already in the time of the Yerus. Talk about a iso dough which is tameh. So then you don't do fresh chalos until you finish the entire lisho, time preparation of the dough. Really, every time of fresh chalos should be done only when you finish the lisho. That's when you have the dough. That's when you chay b'chalos. But a special takana, they should do it already at the time of the Irus. Because maybe the dough will become tame. And if the challah is in the dough, it will become tame and you can't use it. It's like a truma tmeya. So therefore, Chazal misaken, that you should do a freshest challah already right in the beginning of preparation of the dough, right when you put water into the flour in the time of the Irus. But that's only when the dough is tar. If the dough is tummy, there's no din to do in the beginning. It's already tummy anyway, so then you do it in the end. And that's the case over here that we talk about, the Erev Yom Tov, he did the Irus, and he didn't finish the dough. We'll talk about dough, which is tummy. He didn't have to do a Freshes Challah until the time that it's finished, and he finished it on Yom Tov, so you could do a Freshes Challah on Yom Tov. And if the following few lines in the Gemara, there's a few Pirushim. I'm going to use one of the Pirushim that Reb Chaim brings. The Gemara says, when do we say you can't do a Freshes Challah? Talking about on Pesach. Why? Why can't you do a Freshes Challah on Yom Tov Pesach? Because we talk about an Iso, which is Tomei. And if you do a Freshes Challah on Pesach, what are you going to do with it? You can't eat it because it's Tomei. So if you're just going to leave it, it'll become Chametz. So therefore, they said don't do a Freshes Challah on Yom Tov. But other Yom Tovim, you could do a Freshes Challah on Yom Tov because it's Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. So even in other Yom Tov, you can do Hafreshes Challah if you could have done it before. Hashem kol melacha le'yase bohem, because it still looks like a melacha, and therefore it's also on Yom Tov. According to this Pirush, there is a mandorma that says that you could do Hafreshes Challah on a regular Yom Tov, which is not Pesach. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzah Daf Yud Gimel.